Well, to Venezuela now. More than 4 million people have fled that country and its economic meltdown, most of those leaving, traveling overland to neighboring Colombia or Brazil. But in towns along Venezuela's Caribbean coast, some people opt for a shorter, more dangerous route, boarding rickety boats bound for the island of Curaçao. Reporter John Otis has more.
Audi Chirinos clutches her two-year-old twin daughters here in the coastal town of La Vela de Coro. She's extremely protective of the toddlers, and for good reason. Chirinos chokes up as she explains how she lost her eldest daughter, 18-year-old Ginauri. She was one of 30 Venezuelans who last year squeezed aboard a small boat that normally held just 15 passengers. Smugglers promised to take them to Curaçao. The migrants lack visas for the Dutch island, located 40 miles off the Venezuelan coast, but plan to sneak ashore at night. Ginauri aspired to work as a housekeeper in Curaçao, where she could earn more in one day than she could in one month back in Venezuela. La idea de ella era de ayudarme. Chirino says that her daughter promised to send her money to help buy food and clothes for the twins. A lot of her friends went to Colombia, but she didn't want to, Chirino says. She got it into her head that it had to be Curaçao, Curaçao, Curaçao. Ginauri almost made it, but just before reaching the island, the boat hit rocks and broke apart. 16 passengers, including Ginauri, drowned, were crushed to death on the rocks, or disappeared at sea. Many of the victims were from La Vela de Coro, a sleepy town of parks, beaches, and colonial buildings where most people know one another. For a while, the whole town was in mourning, says Tiffany Tovar, a friend of Ginauri's.
It was a very somber atmosphere due to the loss of all these young people.
Since the tragedy, things here have gotten worse. La Vela de Coro depends on trade with Curaçao, which lacks farmland. Hundreds of fruit vendors from the town used to travel to the island on cargo boats to sell mangoes, papaya, and watermelon. But in February, Venezuela cut diplomatic ties over Curaçao's support for Venezuela's opposition, which is trying to depose authoritarian President Nicolás Maduro. Now, the border with Curaçao is closed.
Nosotros que hemos vivido toda la vida de eso.
This has hit us really hard, says fruit salesman Douglas Amayo, who used to make the trip to Curaçao twice a month. He now sells fish at the town's outdoor market, but earns bolivars, the Venezuelan currency, which is next to worthless. La Vela de Coro is not yet a ghost town, but there are clear signs of an exodus as residents seek better lives overseas. Not far from the market, I hear violins and horns. This is the town's youth orchestra. It used to have 40 members. It's now down to 22 because so many families have left the country. Curaçao remains a popular destination, even though people keep dying trying to get there. This month, another boat heading for Curaçao disappeared. The 32 Venezuelans on board are still missing. For Audi Chirinos, the death of her daughter Ginauri continues to haunt her. Another loss came this year when her husband left for Ecuador seeking work. But at least she still has the twins. When I lost one of my daughters, she says, that's when I understood why God gave me two more. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in La Vela de Coro, Venezuela.